Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains that and adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
Get that money, keep that power, no, they not the same thing. Money can't be anybody to somebody that nobody. When it come to power, super small and maintained. Money make them do it cause of what you give to it. Power make them do it cause you told them to do it. Money make you fly, power never die, don't know why. Money can't be lost, power never need an alibi. But thicker than the champagne, power in my pride. My last name.
And if I don't know nothing, I know this paper. Bigger than the world, stepping over skyscrapers. If I don't know nothing, one thing I know. Power over money, man, and that's just like yo. If you know like I know. Presence, you can feel the power. Even if the company was built from powder, girls kissing on the couch, women in the shower. Surround myself with kings, you can keep the cowards. Every time I reminisce, I'm repping different bitches. Blood is thicker than water, but BS is the thickest. Look, the chain around my neck, tell my life story. Born into the money, but will die for glory. Get ready for the takeover. That facelift and that makeover. That case that I break open. That great fifth like Beethoven. If you wanna get it poppin', I can be in the team. 34 in a rocket, cause Hakeem's the dream.
What? They don't get it.
Ooh, we're making moves. You only do it when my power lets you do. You see that money isn't there. Come to power can only be one kid.
Said if I don't know. Hey.
I know we've been gone for like exactly a month from not doing shows and stuff like that. Well, let's explain a little bit of, might as well just explain why we didn't do any shows for the past 4 weeks. Well, for one thing, it's like personal issues, like life, yeah. Yeah, we, it's like one of those things, it's like, we have life, we have family, and all that stuff. And we decided to, like, take some time, spend time with family. Which, I hate to be blunt, but some wrestling fans don't know how to get a life. It's like, they commit too much stuff on, like, wrestling and stuff, some of them, and they just don't know how to get a life. And two, well, there were some nights like on Raw or SmackDown, it wasn't, some of the shows were good, some of the shows was not.
Well, and then we had, when it started, when we were in, when SmackDown was in town, the night before the Monday night, we were
yeah.
Busy doing other things,
Right, because they was in town and we was having partly a good time. Well, I say partly because my depression did kick in. Yeah. But just right now, like, my depression is
being... You're slowly getting on the other side of it. I'm seeing changes every day, and but anybody who suffers with depression knows that when you're in that downward spiral, it takes a lot to get you back out of it.
Exactly.
And it takes a break at times for things to get back out of it.
Exactly. Although, like, all month long, it was like the road to WrestleMania, but it was just one of those things, like, yeah, I needed a time, and like depression is hard in the, like a mud. Ooh. I guess I'm later.
We've had a very busy work day today, so we're actually just now managing to throw some food down our throats and. So that's what the munching noise, as you guys can hear in the background.
Right, and, like, we also finally, like, pay attention to tonight's Raw compared to some of the times we couldn't, because it was either something was going on, a Bucks game was going on.
It was just a lot that was happening that just kind of threw us all for a loop, so.
And like I was saying before to everybody, like, starting the next basketball season, on Monday, if a Bucks game is going on, I will not do a show. Because I'm not saying, like, because basketball and wrestling both on the same level with me.
Right.
They're, like, right out there. But it's just, like, I'd rather watch basketball than wrestling. Not saying that I'm going to be less and less with wrestling like how some people are.
Right, but basketball's always been, you know, your first love, so.
Right. I've been since I was a kid. In elementary school. So it was wrestling. But sometimes it's good to have the balance of, like, wrestling, like and love wrestling, and also like and love something else.
Yeah.
So that is like a good balance for me to, like, go watch one thing one day, then watch another thing the next day.
Well, and there have been a couple of times that we've skipped over Monday Night Raw for a couple of movies, that type of thing. Especially as I say this, I've been struggling very deeply with depression lately, and sometimes you just need to step away from all those things that kind of at times drag you into it. And it's not saying that you lose your love of wrestling or of whatever it is. But there are times where that can pull you down and pull you into a darker place when it really shouldn't. There's no rhyme or reason for it. It just happens. So, but getting on to the fact that it is the Road to WrestleMania, we are 6 days away.
Mm-hmm.
From one of the best wrestling events there is.
Right.
Whether you're a fan of all of the matches or not, there is something about WrestleMania that just drags everybody into it.
Because it's WrestleMania.
Yeah. You firsthand have been to WrestleMania, so you know the atmosphere. You know how it feels.
Right. I didn't get the experience of a lot of the atmosphere, but it is a big atmosphere.
You were there at the show. It doesn't matter if you got to see a lot of the beforehand things. You were there during WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's true.
Can you
true.
Believe that was your 30th birthday present from me?
Hey, it was a good present. Can't lie about it.
So you loved that.
Oh, yeah.
I still remember you texting me from there going, "Oh my God, the legends are all sat behind me."
It was like almost all of them was like, because it was all in the suite and all that stuff, and it was like, oh wow, they all was. Well, let me explain it. I got to my seat, we're just waiting on the festivities and stuff to start. I'm looking at people, like, taking pictures. I'm like, it can't be me. Somebody special must be behind me. I turn around. Yep. It was a lot of the legends from the current roster at the time.
So, I mean, really, even though you may not have had great seats in the sense of to the ring or anything.
Oh, hell, I didn't care about my seats.
But you had good seats because of who was sat behind you.
Right. Well, with me, I don't give a damn about my seat. It was just like I was there.
Yeah.
That's mainly what it was about, like me being there. Me enjoying myself, me having a good time.
And that was the whole point. It was your 30th birthday, and it was just something that everything just had to came together at the right time. But then we'll go on to the fact that we are 6 days away from WrestleMania. I would say the build-up this year has been pretty damn good, especially with Shane McMahon coming back against the Undertaker. Football fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, but I don't know, it's just,
have like wrestling like every single.
It's on pretty every day of the week, in one form or another.
Yeah. Got Monday Night Raw on a Monday. Got TNA Impact now on Tuesdays. Lucha Underground Wednesday, and you got NXT on the network on Wednesday. Thursday, of course, you got SmackDown. Friday, you got like classic matches from New Japan Pro Wrestling. Saturday and Sunday, it'll be Ring of Honor. But yeah, I know certain places they're showing on Wednesdays, but.
But either way, there's a lot of wrestling going on now, and I think what's happening is that there are people who I think probably weren't a fan of WWE, who came, and because that was, you know, the main staple out there, you know, WWE literally ruled everything. So, you know, I think it was a case of people said they didn't like wrestling when they actually didn't like WWE. Because you've got a lot of fans who do like TNA, especially now they're ringing back to the original ring. You know, that's the other thing. A lot of people stopped watching, wanting to be involved with TNA when Hogan started controlling it because everyone was saying he was trying to get it too much like WWE. It lost its individuality. And the same with the other ones, like Ring of Honor and that lot. You know, more people are looking to that because it appeals to what they want to see as opposed to what WWE wants you to see.
Exactly. Well, it's just like when they try to, you know, change things. And the thing is like people want like talk about the Attitude Era or TV 14 or whatever. The shows that you're watching, like TV 14, you have Lucha Underground that's TV 14. You have TNA that's TV 14. So.
It's there. You just don't find it. Just stop. That's the other thing. See, you go from that point to the fact that a lot of people are still pigeonholing. WWE has to do this because it's only WWE. You know what I mean?
Right. They really don't have to do anything.
Anyhow, can we get back to WrestleMania?
Well, we can talk about like tonight's Raw, like how some of the things that started with Shane McMahon and Undertaker, like, they had a little brawl.
I'm telling you now, Shane McMahon should have come back with, and you became my dad's bitch the first time you accepted his paycheck. I would have lost my mind if he had said that.
Well, I think they want to, like, they want to have him keep his character, so they don't want to mention, like, the paycheck or whatever. But it would have been good from what you said. But I just see why they decided not to go that far. And for those who are is new to knowing what Shane McMahon can do,
you saw part of his whole persona today.
Yes, you did.
And that was just, for him, that was a small jump. We have seen some jumps that he has done that at the end of it, you're like, how the hell is he still walking?
Right, or they go the holy shit and stuff like that.
Oh, God, yeah. And WrestleMania, I think, is going
to. One of the matches that I think that everybody was against in the beginning, I think what they showed tonight, which I was thinking that they needed something like this to get more of the interest of people.
And that's the thing. It was one of those things where you just have to wait. Because something had to happen.
Exactly, and jumped on the top rope onto the announcer's table, which was the thing, was two matches later, they got it fixed. Which was actually funny. I'm just trying to think of some of the matches that happened. You had the Divas match. We're going to talk, there was two of them tonight. But we'll talk about the other one in a minute. But the one with, I think it was Becky Lynch versus Charlotte. It was a decent match, and Charlotte did win that match. And, of course, you know, got Ric Flair in a way. But speaking of the Divas, you have the Triple Threat match that's going to happen this Sunday too, so.
Yeah. And see, that's the other thing. I'm not a fan of Charlotte. I don't particularly like her.
You think she's a man?
Oh, she is. She's like more butch than some men I know. But I will say this: at least the Divas division, it went through that bad slump for a while. And I will say this for like behind the scenes, Stephanie McMahon did push hard to make that division good again. There are still a couple of people I would rather not see in there, but that's neither here nor there. But at least you've got more than four or five wrestlers now. Do you know what I mean? There's a whole posse of them.
Right, and speaking of which, apparently they made this match last week, although we didn't catch much of Raw last week, but it ended up being a 10 Divas tag, and it's going to be on the kickoff show that you have Brie, Alicia, Natalya, and Paige going against Naomi, Tamina, Lana, Summer Rae, and Emma, where she got called back up last week, from what I was seeing, like photos and stuff. So yeah, I kind of missed that. So that happened, and Paige and Emma had a match, and Emma did win that match, and it ended up being a brawl for all afterwards. Then I was thinking for that mystery spot that they're gonna have on, I guess, the Total Divas side. But they forget Naomi is part of Total Divas as well, but that's another day and another time. But anyways, out of nowhere, and this was not expected. Nobody can say they called it or anything like that, because nobody, including myself, didn't call it. I was thinking that it was going to be Nikki Bella that's going to be coming in for that spot. Yeah, but it was not.
During the match.
Right.
You would always be
right. Yeah, and that's what I thought. It was like, if it ain't her, it was going to be somebody that's going to be called up from NXT, and somebody did get called up from NXT, but not the person they want to see, which was Eva Marie.
Yeah.
And I know that Claire had a conversation with Lana, and it was kind of weird that she was trying to, like, raising everybody's hands and stuff like that.
Yeah. Like, get away from me.
Yeah, half of them was like, huh?
Yeah.
And it is official that she is in the match. It was like the biggest boos that you ever heard.
Part of the reason why she wasn't popular was because of her attitude.
And also, they thought she got pushed up the roster too early and didn't have much skill.
And basically, a lot of people thought she was just there because of her looks as opposed to her talent.
Right. But if you saw her in NXT, she has done some things very good. She has worked on her craft good, but. Like
right.
That.
Or to come out and do what Lana's doing.
Mm-hmm.
interfere and cause problems.
Well, speaking of Lana, of course she's going to be in that tag match. And she has been training until she got injured in the fall. And, of course, came back in. She was doing good, right, for what she did so far against Ribella.
We said before that we wanted to see her come up as a wrestler.
Right. And I know everybody was complaining that Debris, Bella, and Lana should have been one-on-one. Well, I'm glad they did this because nobody hasn't seen her actually wrestle. And like y'all boo Eva Marie, y'all made boo the crap out of her. So it's just like, this was a good idea that WWE did. So,
and we'll see how
more moves.
On the weekend.
Exactly. Those were 2 out of 11 matches. Of course, Brock Lesnar and Dean Ambrose had like a little bit of confrontation with Dean
Ambrose. Yeah, that's another match I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, like, of course, Paul Heyman done his normal talking, but Dean Ambrose came out just grabbing like weapons and stuff under the ring in a wagon, well, his personal own wagon, was just bringing it back up. Then you got Triple H and Roman Reigns going back and forth. And like that last segment, and did y'all see that jump he did? He did it once before, but just like,
I know that jump just gets you. And that's exactly what we were talking about, is how that is what's missing right now from wrestling, like WWE wrestling. Because we lost all of our high flyers. We lost all of our daredevils.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to start bringing them back. Because right now, when you look at the roster for WWE, especially the men, it's a very, very heavyweight roster. And we haven't got the Edges, the Christians, the Matt Hardy, the Jeff Hardy, the Rey Mysterios, all of that lot who were the ones who were doing the high flying stuff. And let's be honest, it was Edge and Christian and the Hardys who were the ones who held the TLC matches. And I think that's what we need to see by seeing that with Shane, seeing that with Roman. I don't care if you boo, they proved it tonight. You can boo Roman all you like, but when he did that jump, everyone lost their mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that tells you exactly there that that's what was missing. The same
way
Shane jumped on
Undertaker. Right. So they also got the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. It's just like more matches, like United the title match, New Day versus League of Nations. Just like a lot of matches they got on the card this Monday. So hopefully by this Friday I will have a prediction video up and all ready to go. So just watch out for that and subscribe to us on our YouTube page. Check out our website, WrestlingFanSpeakOut.com. No, .org. I was going to say .com. We only got that no more. It's .org. Look, follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Facebook too. So, or follow us individual. Do that too.
They can't with me because mine doesn't allow it.
Oh, for some people.
Yeah.
Yep, I understand. Anyways, we gotta get out of here. I'm thinking of probably doing a show to talk about other shows like Ring of Honor and stuff like that, but I will talk about it soon. But until then, we will be on here next Monday, not this coming Sunday, but next Monday to talk about WrestleMania and all that stuff. But until then, you guys have a good night. From Hazel, this is Artrell. You guys have a good night.